Hello and welcome to You and Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Yuen, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Yuen a question, please visit yuenmethod.com/ask. That's yuenmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Yuen.
Hey, hello, everybody. I have Marnie with me today.
Hello, everyone.
That's great. So, can't wait. But of course, we could wait, right? So you would delete the overwhelming stress and anxiety that anyone may have, any of your listeners may have, and do it on the spot and actually show you that you could do this for yourself and your family, your friends, whoever come into your space.
So it's great to be here. I'm so happy. We see people from all over the world that's joining right now on our chat. So go ahead and talk to us on the chat. We have our team here, and we are going to be taking live callers for those of you who have stress, anxiety, tension. That's what this is all about. We're going to delete it on the spot and demonstrate our book, Delete on the Spot, Stress and Pain, number one international Amazon bestseller in over 5 countries. So we're excited to share that with you today. So if you're experiencing any kind of stress or pain, anxiety, especially today being April 15th, which is tax day, what do you have to say about that, Zach? Stress and
taxes? Well, that's only happened in the U.S. and people who are listening into our program, you know, they're not stressed out. You know?
All right. Well, we're going to take some live callers, and if you do have financial stress or relationship stress, or you have physical pain that stresses you out, or you just maybe got diagnosed with something, definitely give us a call. You can see here in the chat, our team's going to put the call-in number, or we send an email with that call-in number as well. So go ahead, we'll take a caller. Okay, we have some technical issues, so just stay posted for 1 minute while we're getting that set up. We'll go ahead and discuss more about Dr. Yuen's upcoming class and clinic next week that starts in April. So you want to talk a little bit about the clinic that starts next week?
Well, the clinic is just for people, particularly if they have members of the family that have some mental challenges, that we will just show that they actually could resolve those things very quickly without them volunteering or be part of the clinic.
Okay, so we have a clinic that starts next week, and it's a 5-week clinic. So if you don't get an experience to come on today, you can join that clinic, and you get to submit 5 issues. It's over a period of 5 weeks. And we also have a teleclinic as well as a module training. The module starts next week is 2, which is on deleting your mental anxiety and stress and pain. So you can check that out. If you go ahead and click on those links in the admin, it'll give you all that information as well. So is there anything you'd like to say about your course that starts next week on Module 8?
Well, it's really about deleting and resolving all mental illnesses that human has been experiencing or suffering. It's time for us to actually know how to deal with that and not just perpetuate it and treat it continuously and not achieving any resolution.
All right. So in the course, you actually experience the method as Dr. Yuen teaches. It's something that as Dr. Yuen teaches, he's actually applying the method on you in real-life case examples. And you also get to submit questions every week for 4 weeks on Thursdays. So it is live. It is interactive. And we definitely want you to go ahead and click on that link to get, like I said, all the information. Well, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about stress and mental illness and how this is really different than what's out there in terms of resolving it.
So resolving it, the whole approach is totally unique. The way we do it is that we just compare what the person have and actually actually to know what sequence or weakness that comes up and actually strengthen each one on the right sequential order, and you will achieve results very quickly that way.
Okay, it looks like we're still working on that sound. If you can hear it, please let us know in the chat so we can. We're working on some of the technical. Is the sound working okay for you? Let us know in the chat. So we're going to go ahead and continue, but there will be a replay. So just, you know, stay patient with us as we're fixing the sound. You can also, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, you can get the link as well. So we're working on that sound. So Dr. Jones can explain a little bit more about all the different kinds of stress and mental pain that you can possibly experience. So do you have anything to say about post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, that's the common occurrence for people that been subjecting, especially in the war zone. But then, of course, people also have those experiences, you know, depends on what neighborhood, what country they live in, and what kind of people that they connect with. And those may seem to be a difficult disorder or problems that does not get resolved quickly. But following this protocol or downloading you so you could actually do it, and you could actually resolve the situation very quickly.
What about relationships and fears and phobias, grief, sadness, sorrow, and divorce, and all that kind of stuff that causes pain and stress?
Well, if it comes up, it's a weakening effect on the person, and we will download to the person participating that they would actually could perceive the changes and know that they have changed, and not for, you know, one of us or both of us to just kind of moderate the person or inspire the person and you know, tell a person to find their passion. But in reality, we don't even have to verbalize what we do. So, and you want to demonstrate that it could be resolved without verbalizing it. And then when a person have motivation message, they actually would use it better instead of using motivation to change the person.
So motivation and inspiration are...
Those are temporary things, okay. So you want to be resolved first, so those factors, like motivations and inspiration, passion, would work better for those people. But then the person really have the motivation coming from them and the inspiration and passion, they don't have to look for it, they already have it. So they already have it pretty much all the time.
So let's talk about finding the root cause and using your feeling, your perception, your intuition, your insight, basically, to find those weaknesses and then strengthen it on the spot. What is essentially happening when you do that?
Well, you're finding what affects the person. Also, what affecting a person, including you, you know, all the reasons and source and the cause of the problem will find you. So it goes in both directions. That's why it's so much quicker. You reach out and then you reach back to you and actually inform you what has to be strengthened and deleted.
Okay, so it seems like we're having some technical difficulties. So we are going to pause for just a minute so we can get the sound working. So if you just give us a minute and stay tuned, we are going to switch out the sound system. So just stay posted for just a minute as we pause. a few more minutes. We're just setting up a new sound system. Thank you for being patient. We just want everyone to be able to hear this on the live stream. For those of you who have called in, we just got word that we are going to actually need to discontinue the call, and we'd like you to call back in 5 minutes while we just get the sound system working so that everybody can hear it. So we'll be signing off for 5 minutes, but again, those of you who have called in, call back in 5 minutes. Is that correct, team?
Okay.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. Okay, we don't have to do that. Our sound is back and
all
running.
Right.
Yay. Okay, that's great. Okay. Okay, Chris says hold is good. The sound is coming back. Can everybody hear us? Please let us know. The chat is in front of me. I'm reading the chat right now. Just let us know if you can hear us. If you can hear us, just say the sound is good. For those of you who are chatting with us live, go ahead and let us know. Okay, they're waiting for a reboot. So just go ahead and refresh your screen for those of you who are on the live chat. You can hear over the phone. Great. We are going to continue with some live callers. So I'm so glad you stayed with us. Just like I said, refresh your screen and we will be good to go. Okay, in 2 minutes for the live callers. Okay, here we go. We'll take a caller. Thank you for being so patient. We're going to now start and we're going to delete your pain and stress live. So way to go. Thanks, team.
317.
Okay, 317, you are on live. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me out. I need to move, and I am having anxiety about getting rid of things that are either sentimental, but I need to downsize.
Okay.
Well, that sounds something that people commonly have, even though it seems that way to you, but it's really not a weakness indicating that's what it is. So, now let's look at the situation for the first, perceiving the first weakness. So whatever you say it is, it's not quite what it is, okay? So, and looking at the situation, it's really the energy you're so used to where you're at, and you want to be strong to that energy, and then pretty much hit your deletion key to delete the cumulative effects of it and then continue to process it. Now, actually, you think about what you said earlier. Now, does this have the same similar effect on you, what you said?
I'm okay with moving. It's letting go of the stuff.
I still have to let go of the things that are still affecting you, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yes, letting
okay.
go.
So I said earlier when I said that, it's not exactly that. It's really keeping it. When you look at it more specifically, if you have to keep everything, that's what bothers you. It's not about letting go. Of course, it's just the same, right? So keeping it, letting it go. So you want to be neutral, keeping, not keeping, letting go, not letting go, and be strongly neutral about it and allow your previous experience of from the past that had those cumulative effects. Now, think about your situation again about letting go now. What's that seem like?
It feels a little bit different.
Right, different. Okay, so let's make it more than a little bit. So we will just strengthen you for your physical awareness and your physical knowing, okay? So that has to be stronger that fit into that structure there, okay? How about now?
Okay. Feels good.
It's stronger now, right?
Yeah, it's different.
We're just going to keep pushing you to that direction and becoming stronger and stronger, okay? So you have no question about those things. Okay? Is that better? You're more in charge now?
Yep, I think so. I'll have to
give
some stuff away
tomorrow.
That's
pretty good. You're great. So you got a good computer there. So.
You're moving in the direction of strength. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Can you help with Alzheimer's if you have a mother or a grandfather that had it and a mother that's concerned about it?
Well, you definitely have to make improvement in that direction. So, again, you have to feel what it really is. So it's more of a mental thing instead of a brain function. Okay, so you separate the two, then ensure that the mind not continuously confuse the brain. So you could process that once we could feel the weakness, the weakness really directs us what has to be done. All right, so now when you think about, you know, your mother concerned about it, are you still connecting with her concern?
Yes, she's very concerned about it.
Okay, so you connect with her concern, right? So now let's look at that situation. So this is more like mother, but it's not exactly that, what you say, concerned about the Alzheimer's, okay? So now think about your mother again. Now, compare before, what's it seem right now? You still could pick
she
up her concern that...
Oh, her that? Concern?
Yeah, you still pick up her concern affecting you as before, as much as before?
Yes, it's a little bit better, yes.
Okay, so it's different, right? So it's really your concern about motherhood comes first besides Alzheimer's specifically, right? So you want to do a general strengthening and deleting for the mother concern or motherhood concern more than Alzheimer's. And then, of course, there's a weakness of forgetting. The reason why people have dementia, senility, and Alzheimer's is that they continue in their life using forgetting to kind of postpone the problems that bothers them. So using forgetting as a tool is not a good thing because after 20, 30 years, 40 years, people perfect that. And there's nothing wrong with the brain. It's really a confusion of the mind. So if you look at that and remove the mental weakness or mental illnesses that affects people, then people will not have any, dementia, senility, and Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Okay.
That feels better. So when you help her, did that help me also?
The whole family, right? So you have to improve the family. Then, of course, you improve your friends and the rest of the community, right? So you have to expand out from you and family to you. So when your family improves, you improve too, right? So you can't just say, well, I'm going to improve. I don't care about improving my family. It doesn't work like that, right? So it involves everybody. You have to improve your cats and dogs too. So that's family, right?
That's one of the benefits, actually, of the clinic, because over 5 weeks, you can be a surrogate for other people that you love and care about, whether it's your kids or your parents or your grandparents, and submit issues for them, just like you saw Dr. Yun do just now.
Oh, you hamster.
So as you improve, too, your whole family and the people around you, you will start to improve also. Notice that. So that's great.
Well, thank you for calling in. So keep in tune, okay?
Thank you very much. Okay,
we'll take
another caller.
All
right. 219, you're on live.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
You're
What's your name?
My name is Judy.
Judy. Okay. So what's going on, Judy?
I have pain in my neck. I've had it for 2 weeks. I went to the doctor after 1 week, and I received a medication. I'm out of the medication, and I still can't lay down. I can't move my head to turn when I'm laying down, and it hurts all day long, but it's especially bad at night.
Okay, so your neck is bothering you. So you have a baseline of how that feels right now when you rotate your neck, there's pain there?
Yes.
Okay, and you're on medication, you said?
I just used the last of it this morning.
Okay, so let's first strengthen you to the medication, and it's not really coming from your neck. It's actually coming from your sacrum, which is called referred pain. So a lot of times if you feel pain in a specific part of your body, it's really coming from somewhere else. So we're going to strengthen your sacrum, and we're going to strengthen your spinal cord, your left brain, and your right foot, and also some weaknesses with children. So I just strengthened that. Now, why don't you go ahead and rotate your neck again and see if you feel a change.
Not really.
Okay, so your perception is, I'm going to speed up your perception since the medication is, there's a little bit of confusion. Sometimes the medication confuses your spinal cord. So I'm going to strengthen you, and I'm going to also strengthen your perception. And there's a little bit of overwhelming emotions there. So I'm going to delete your emotions out and some of where you're living. I'm strengthening where you're living and some weaknesses inside your house. So as I do this, are you feeling a shift in your neck?
I am.
Okay, good. So it's getting lighter.
Yes.
Okay, is it gone?
No.
So you still feel
but
it
I
a little
can
bit.
Yes, but I can turn my head. I couldn't turn my head toward my shoulders. I can turn my head.
Okay, you can turn your head. Okay, so let's just work on that a little bit more. I feel there's some resistance, and it's not the resistance in your neck. It's the resistance in your life. And what I feel is that there's some struggle going on in your life and where you're at, and you're resisting going forward. And you're really carrying a lot of emotions in your heart center. And so I'm going to delete that and make sure that you're really coming from your brain and your physical intelligence. So because your physical intelligence right now is only operating at like 10%. So let's increase that to 100%, 100% infinite potential so that you don't have any more pain in your neck. So as I did that, how do you feel now?
I feel better. You're right.
You feel better.
It is a family.
It is a family problem. It's a family related, but you know, we just, like I said, once you get to the root cause of what the problem is, it goes away. And those are the answers that you needed. And you know, you can do this too. I'm just, you know, pinpointing what it is, and I'm deleting it out of you. So that, and it's really quick. So I'm glad you were able to experience that shift in your neck so quickly. And thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for calling. So as you can see, you know, a pain in the neck can be coming from somewhere else in your body. So for those of you who are watching who also have neck pain, think about how you're feeling in your body as we're deleting pain, because everyone on this live stream will benefit. So all the callers, if you're resonating with what someone else has, your pain will start to go away too. And that's the most amazing thing about the Yuen method, is that it's not limited by distance. And it's group synergy. So we want everybody, I know a lot of people are writing in and they're, you know, with their specific issues. So pay attention to how you're feeling as we take all those other callers. So thanks again. Charles, we'll take another caller.
Right, 404.
404, you're on live.
Yes, how you doing, Marnie and Dr. Yuen?
Hi. How you
Hi.
Doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I was called in. I want to be a surrogate improvement for my mother. She's been suffering with bouts of depression and low energy levels.
Okay, and how does that make you feel, that your mother is suffering from depression and low energy?
It kind of, you know, makes me feel a little uneasy, you know, that I can't really help
uneasy.
Her.
Uneasy. Uh-huh. Okay, so, but when you think about that, does that bother you?
Yeah.
You can't help her. Okay, so how about, so that's great. So one, we're going to help her, but two, more importantly, you know, you can learn how to do this, you know, and you can help your mother. But it's not so much helping as it is directing her to, you know, just a better way of life. So when I tune into your mother right now, what I pick up is the reason why she has low energy is her spinal cord is very drained, and she's operating at like 10% right now. So I'm going to increase her energy levels and all of her organ systems, and her brain connection to her spinal cord, increase that vitality to 100% infinite potential. And your connection with her, I'm going to strengthen so instead of feeling bad that you can't help her, you want to direct her strength. So right now, and for those of you who have parents that you're worried about, if you think about them just for a second and you direct them strength right on their spinal cord, like right where their spine is, just that thought energy will strengthen them from a distance. So you can go ahead and do that with me now, and she'll become stronger. But her energy feels 100% now. And the depression, I'm going to strengthen it's really financial, and there's some trauma there from past, not this life, but past lives. So I'm going to delete all her negative traumas, negative experiences, and especially financially. So let's delete that out of her and increase her energy level so she just feels more vitality so that depression just goes away. So now that I've done that, how does it feel when you think about your mom?
Feels better. Feels a lot smoother. Things feel better.
Feels smoother. Okay, great. That's great. And so how are you feeling, though, your energy levels?
Okay, I have been having a little anxiety when it comes to finances. You know, I'm still trying to get things going financially.
Okay, so when you think about your finances, you feel a little bit of anxiety?
Yes.
Okay, so I see some people in the chat talking about that too as well. So anybody on the chat, and including you, I'm going to delete all your financial issues and worries and stress and any kind of grief about it. So you in particular, I feel that there's something in your life that you were just recently involved with. What was your last job?
My last job was driving for FedEx, but I went into a business venture and things didn't work out. And
that's what I'm feeling. You went into a business venture that didn't work out, and you know that's what I'm picking up your weaknesses, because that last deal is really preventing you. It's almost like you feel like you failed, and that's preventing you from moving forward. So that's what we need to do is, so when you think about that, does that bother you? Because I'm going to delete it. I'm going to delete that negative experience. And not only that, I'm going to delete all your previous experiences and wipe those out. All your negative experiences with business and collective negative influences and karmas that were really related to that. So you were involved with a business partner?
Yes.
Okay, so there's some karma there and some you owe me, I owe you energy, so owing each other. So let's delete all of that out and the reason why it failed, and let's make you strong. So when you think, let's change your future so that whatever you touch, you have the might to touch, that you attract the success, right? That's what you want, right?
Right.
Right. So think about that. Think about you just stepping into your power, and whatever you attract will be successful. Does that feel good to you?
Yes, it does. Feel more confident.
You feel more confident? Good. Okay, great. So I deleted anything that could possibly weaken you so that now you'll just automatically attract that. Have you learned this, the Yuen method?
Yes, I bought the book, and I've talked to Dr. Yuen before.
Okay, great.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta, right?
You're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been to Atlanta. We love Atlanta. Yeah, sure. Okay, great. Well, yeah, come join us on the next pod. It starts next week. It sounds like you really love this and be into it and be able to help your parents and your loved ones and do great with your business coming up and your next venture. Sound good?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hope to see you in the future on one of our courses or clinics. Okay, we'll take another caller.
928.
Okay, 928, you're on live. 928, I can hear you. Are you there? Yes, you're on live. Okay, we'll take another one.
503.
Okay, 503. 503, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, 503. You're coming in loud and clear.
Oh, wonderful. So I've got some stress, anxiety, and worry around business and finances. I just had a major loss in a business situation where we had it cost me a lot of money. And so I'm basically starting over, and I'm 50 years old, and I've got a full-time father, and my son living with me full-time, so I've just got a lot of stress and worry and anxiety, and I feel like there's a lot of things I need to do in terms of future inventions and product development, but feeling blocked and getting started on that.
Okay, so you want to move forward with new inventions, but you're feeling blocked because of like negative experiences in the past.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have any pain in your body before we start? You can baseline how you feel.
A little bit of, you know, tension throughout my neck, and a little bit, you know, anxiety in the gut.
Okay, so tension around your neck and anxiety in the gut. Okay, so for those of you who are watching this and listening, pay attention also to how you're feeling, because we are doing deletions for the entire group as well, so everybody will benefit. So what I feel in your neck, that tension and in your gut, is really just like an overstimulating feeling, really about decisions, and decisions just in general weaken you. So can you relate to that? Just decisions, when you think about making a decision, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I made some financial decisions that I'm feeling like weren't wise, and spent
right.
a lot of money on stuff that, and I've also got a related to all this is there's a business partner that I've got to clean things up with as well. So there's a lot of anxiety around that.
Okay, so first let's look at your business partner. And usually, you know, 9 out of 10 times there's karma there. So we want to strengthen you so that it's clean slate, so that you're totally strong with the energy, and that whatever you do together will be strong. So, and I feel some weakness.
Yeah, I don't want to work with him anymore.
You don't want to.
I'm done working with him.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay. So I hear that a lot. So let's delete any past anxiety with money. It's really not about money though. Like what I really feel is relationship stress. So sometimes you can think it's money, but when you really look at the root causes of the sources and reasons, it has to do with relationships. So I'm feeling a relationship weakness. So I'm going to delete the relationship weakness, and it really goes back to when you're growing up and your parents' relationship and your ancestors' relationships. And I'm going to delete it down to human history, any kind of relationship weaknesses that I feel. And just deleting those relationship weaknesses, I'd like you to rotate your neck and tell me how your gut is feeling. Is there a change?
Yeah, I actually feel like there's more stuff coming up to the surface with my gut right now.
Okay, but how is your neck, though? Do you feel looser?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit looser.
A little bit looser, okay. So let's look at your gut. Your gut really comes, right when you said that, I felt your father. So there's some father weaknesses I'm going to delete, and just negative emotions in general. And the Pentagon is left. So I'm going to delete that and strengthen your spinal cord to a lot of the weaknesses around you, your collective and cultural and your internal and external dynamics. So with work and just your life hexagon in general. So strengthening that, how do you feel in your gut?
Probably about a 50% improvement.
Okay, there's something that you don't want to do, and that thought is really potent. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to delete that thought because consciously, you're saying you want to go forward with strength, and subconsciously, you don't want to do it. And there's like this struggle energy that I'm feeling between your conscious and subconscious. So I'm going to delete that out of you so that you're completely, your conscious and subconscious are congruent. So some of those negative experiences and past lives are even weakening you so that you almost fear success. I mean, that's crazy. I sound crazy, right? Like you fear success. But when you think about being ultra successful, I'd like you to just think about that. And for those of you who are listening, think about being ultra successful. Do you think you're strong with that?
Yeah. I definitely resonate with there's that real subtle fear of success.
There's a fear there. So more importantly, let's delete that fear of success, and let's delete any kind of suppression, denial, numbing, shutting down mentally or physically completely out of your system, 100% infinite potential, so that there's no mental thoughts about it. Because the last thing you want to do is mentally think about it. You want to completely get your mind out of your body, right, Dr.? Is his mind out of his body? What percentage?
It looks pretty good. You did a good job there, Moni. So we just have to wake up your brain.
Wake up your brain. Okay.
Yeah, your brain, you know, your mind is kind of relax your brain too much. So.
Okay, so now how's your gut feeling?
Much better. I'd say about 80-90% better.
We'll make that
100%. Yeah, remember we say, you know, she want to make you 100%.
We want to make you 100%.
Well, that's easy enough. I mean, your brain is what really want to improve you physically. Your mind, you know, play tricks with you. Sometimes it want to improve you, but there are many times your mind will just kind of trip you up on purpose. So your brain would never do that. You know, your brain is part of your physical potential, and it will always give you the support that your mind will not do. So now that should give you a shift right there.
You feel wonderful. That?
What about feeling?
You feel 100%?
95? What about feeling, of feeling worthy of success? Is that...
Worthy of success.
Resonate?
So all of you watching this, did you hear that? Worthy of success. We all want to be worthy of success. We're going to strengthen everybody on the live stream.
He's strong with that, and everybody listening are strong with that. That weakness is just triggered the opposite. When you're strong with your success.
You think of the opposite.
And no, you don't think the opposite. The opposite experience comes up and
gets you.
Yeah.
The opposite experience weakens you so much that it causes you pain, and then you never get what you want. Isn't that?
Well, it'd be weaker. So the opposite, you have to strengthen the opposite effect. So there would be no opposite effect, and you'd be totally in one direction of achieving the success and not trigger the opposite. So what's that feeling right now?
It's good.
It's good? Did you follow that? Do you have any questions?
I didn't quite hear it all.
Okay, well,
what Dr. Jung did was he strengthened you so that when you think about success and being worthy of success, that you're also strong for the opposite. Because sometimes when you think about it, it triggers the opposite experience. So the whole goal of the Jung method is to be neutral so that you can have it, you cannot have it, and you're just neutral. So if you think about it, if you don't think about it, and being worthy of success, not being worthy of success, you're just neutral. So do you feel 100% with that now? Moving forward,
yeah,
strength, worthy in business, and strong with your partner, and whatever you do, it's automatically going to happen now because you're programmed for it.
Wonderful.
Did you follow that?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, good. Do you have any questions?
Well, how about, can you give us all a boost for any blocks to just being joy and being in the moment and living in flow?
Okay, good. The whole stream probably will want that. So everyone,
you don't want to be a
joy.
Exactly.
Joy is good, but you want to joy expand all the way up to infinite future. In the distant future.
Joy in the distant future. You feel good with that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be at the moment. That's what a lot of experts, you know, want you to be at the moment. But when you kind of strong at the moment, it's really you choose to be stuck. So you should be always moving into the future with the future.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being so open and joining us today. And I'm glad we were able to strengthen you so that you now go out there and attract amazing things.
That's great.
Super.
Thank you for calling.
Stay in touch with us and let us know.
So I want to say it again. People have to be strong as they move into the future and not attempt to stay at the moment. That's kind of like a common cliche to stay at the moment, but it doesn't work that well. Okay.
You need to be at the speed of the planet.
Or speed of light.
Speed of light. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
That's pretty fast.
But your quantum particle in your physical body is moving at speed of light, or even beyond the speed of light. So we have that physical capability. We just have to connect with the rest of our body to move that quick.
So our cells, molecules, atoms, quantum particles, but let's strengthen everyone for the speed of light and their cells, molecules, atoms, quantum particles, speed up their brain, turn their receivers on so that everybody watching this, you're going to feel better right now. Sound good? Okay, we're going to take another caller. And as we're taking another caller, I'm reading the stream, and there's all kinds of people writing in about stress, anxiety, and pain and specific issues. So I just want to reemphasize that we are reaching out to everybody on here. So as others get better, you will too. Okay, next caller.
415,
San Francisco, you're on live.
Hi. Is it? Oh, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was 415.
That's great. What's your name?
My name's Charlotte.
Charlotte. Okay, Charlotte, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good. I have a couple of health issues. I was wondering if you and Dr. Yuen could look at them.
Sure. What would you like first? What's your primary
The first thing is that I was just diagnosed with Entamoeba histolytica, which is an amoeba that I picked up when I was traveling.
Okay. And what are your symptoms with that?
Well, I've just finished a course of antibiotics for that, which was quite hard on my body. And so what I'm hoping that I'd like to make sure that the amoebas are gone so I don't have to do it again, the antibiotics. And also I'd like to be strengthened so that when I travel I don't, so that I'm not picking stuff like this up.
Okay, so where did you travel to, can I ask? Because I feel a weakness
To Mexico.
To Mexico, okay. That weakened you, just Mexico, when you feel that feeling.
No, you're right. So.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen Mexico. We're also going to strengthen your central nervous system is weak to the you know, what you just did, the antibiotics. So we need to strengthen your cells, molecules, atoms, down to the quantum particles, all the way up and down your body structure, your systems, your organs, your tissues, and really strengthen your physical intelligence and your physical potential up to 100%, because that did drain you. But the root cause of why that happened, it has to do with that weakness in Mexico, and I feel some family weaknesses, and you also have a time weakness. So the root cause and reason, that time is like something in the past affecting that time period. So when were you there? When did this occur?
Let's see, from February 14th to March 7th.
Okay, so that period of time, there was actually a trauma from that exact period of time in a different life. Do you follow? So we need to go back to that experience and delete it out of you, because that was actually weakening you in this life, and that's why it happened at that particular time. So it's not always what you think it is. In fact, it's never what you think it is. So I deleted that out of
you. Oh, that's amazing.
So do you feel better from just strengthening you?
Yes, when you described what it was, I just felt a release of energy going up my spine.
Okay, great. That's exactly what we're doing. The deletion is on your midline, on your spine. And so you will feel more energy there, as well as, you know, in the next couple of days, you know, your energy is going to fully come back to 100%, and so that will have absolutely no effect on you. And there's also some family issues. I'm going to strengthen your internal and external dynamics so that, you know, what's inside of your house and also what's coming in from the external environment has no effect on you. So how do you feel now?
I feel quite strong in my core.
Okay, good.
So you have more confidence, right, that you're not going to repeat the same experience, right?
I just feel like the whole, there were a few things that happened in Mexico, which is so makes the, you saying that this has happened in a past life,
mm-hmm.
feel so strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
So, no, I'm agreeing with what you're saying. Yes.
So I, you know, I was stung by a stingray. I got the flu. There were all these weird things.
Right.
So that's really, it just feels very, I feel much stronger along my back.
Oh, great. So it don't really have no effect on you. I mean, we cleaned out your whole entire central nervous system, strengthened you to the antibiotics and that experience so that moving forward, you'll, you know, move with strength And that's it. And so, and join us for our teleclinic starting next week, and keep going with it.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I have one more question. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. Great. You know, I just when I found out I did have the amoebas, I sprained my ankle very bad. So is that part of that whole sort of period too?
I do feel that, but the ankle isn't really coming from your ankle. It's coming from your wrist, and that's really coming from a mother issue. So not really. So I'm going to strengthen that. Let's get rid of your ankle pain and strengthen you to all those influences, and mother influences is what I feel. How does your ankle feel now?
It's still quite sore on the outside of my foot.
On the outside of your foot. Okay, so what it's really coming from, all right, I'm going to do some more just quick changes for you on the internal side of your peritoneum and your right brain. And now how does that feel?
Oh, that's great. That's relieved it a lot.
Where I really
twisted it. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right. Continue with us next week on our clinic. Dr. Yoon is a 5-week clinic, and each week you can submit an issue. So, you know, this is great, but I encourage everybody to sign up for that clinic because every week for 5 weeks, Dr. Yoon will personally work with you. And, you know, once you join in the membership area, you can submit an issue every week. So if that interests you, we'd love to have you.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm certainly going to consider it.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm glad you're feeling better. Okay, we're going to continue with another caller, and then we're going to answer some questions at the end that are in the chat. So just to let you know, in the chat box, in the stream, you can go ahead and click on those admin links, and it'll take you to all the information that you need as far as what starts next week live, because we do have a course coming up, Module 8, to learn what, you know, how to do this on yourself and others and your loved ones and experience it. And it does start live. Like I said, there's a live Q&A every week. And there also is a clinic that starts next week. And the clinic's a little bit different because it's a small group and Dr. Yoon works with you every week for 5 weeks. And I notice I'm seeing here a lot of people have specific issues that you're writing in about. And Dr. Yoon will work with you over that 5-week period to completely delete all your pain and stress. So, okay, like I said, those links will give you all the information to the 5-week teleclinic, the training module 8, and the 789 module. So go ahead and click on them and read all about it there. Okay, next caller.
All right, 661.
661, you're on live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I have a kind of a, it's a, I'll just say it, it's kind of bizarre. I have digestive issues that I was diagnosed with last year, and at the same time I had prostate issues and post-ejaculatory pain. So I'm wondering if you guys might be able to help me with that.
Okay, so what symptoms are you feeling currently?
It's celiac disease, you know, gluten, so... it seems like whenever I lie down, my guts really hurt me. I wake up every morning with, like, upper gut pain. Sex is kind of painful with after ejaculation. And there's pain in the genitals and the lower abdomen, you know, so.
Okay, so let's look at that. So you said first that laying down, the horizontal position, there's a weakness there, and actually in the position, there's also a weakness when you sleep. So, and there's also a weakness when you lie down on your back, and it's a positional weakness. So I'm going to strengthen you to those three things, position weakness, lying down. There's a nighttime weakness, and there's negative spiritual experiences. It's not so much physical that I feel, but it's negative spiritual experiences. So Dr. Yoon is strengthening you also here. Do you pick up anything?
Oh, my God, it's so powerful.
It's powerful.
It's really powerful.
It is.
Like, under my chest, well, it feels like you guys are lifting me up. Wow.
Well, that's what we want to do. We're here to lift you up, literally. So let's keep going.
Literally, it feels like you're lifting me. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's good. I'm glad you're feeling it. You're open, and that's great. That's what we want to hear, you know. You're very open to receiving, so that's great. And like I said, we're strengthening the whole audience to listening. So we're going to strengthen you for getting up in the morning that we can do. And you said that ejaculation is pain. So
it's actually post-ejaculation.
It's post, but it's not physical. I don't pick up on a physical weakness. What I do pick up on is an emotional weakness. And so
sure.
There's some guilt that you feel after. And the guilt is what's causing you the pain. And so we don't need to get into the details of why you feel the guilt, but let's just delete it. So we're going to delete any guilt, any overwhelming emotions and anxiety about that. And there's some suppression there, and it's not so much you, but it's carried within your grandfather line. So it's almost like you have that miasm from all your grandparents and past life grandparents and other fathers. They also had the same issue. So let's
release
that out of...
Well, there's also sexual abuse in my life, too. I was a guilty victim of that, so...
It's sexual abuse. Okay, so any
yeah.
memories... let's look at that. Sexual abuse can be deleted. There's some karma there with who sexually abused you. So, and it's not direct. It's usually there's karma, but when I look at it, there's three different types of karma. There's partial, indirect, and direct. And so with this, I'm feeling there's an indirect karma. So I'm going to delete that indirect karma. And there's some negative spiritual experiences and negative emotions and all the collective emotions that is associated with that. I'm going to delete down to zero minus infinity up to 100% infinite potential so that your cells, your molecules, and your atoms have no memory of this at all. So when you think about that sexual abuse, does it still have an effect on you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so...
But it's less, though, right?
It seems better. It's definitely better, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so let's speed up your perception and make that 100%. There's the trauma. There's a trauma weakness and siblings and anger. There's specific anger there that needs to be completely deleted. And you actually hold that in your reproductive organs. So I'm going to delete that completely and fully in the past and in the future so that now in the future you don't have that post effect of that pain. So when you think about that, how do you feel?
Wow, I feel wonderful. I feel elated. It's like literally
I feel
a
that
weight. Yeah, it's amazing.
You feel lighter and freer and like a lot of space opened up in your reproductive organs.
Literally the pelvic girdle opened up. It's absolutely incredible. I can feel it.
That's great. I feel that. And it's great that you called in and then you got through to us because this is preventative also. I mean, it not only gets rid of pain, but it's the effect that if you don't get rid of it, it gets worse. So it was your time, and you're ready and open, so I'm glad that was deleted. Dr. Anything to add?
I'm so blessed and lucky, and I'm going to become a practitioner. It's going to happen soon, so.
That's great.
Thank
that's
you.
Great. Join Module 8 that's starting next week. We'd love to have you. And like I said, there's always more. You know, even if you're an advanced practitioner, I encourage you, join the clinic because, you know, you're always going to that next level. And most
he's always updating.
There's always an update. And it's great to just stay updated and get the latest updates. And what does your update mean, Dr.
Well, you know, you could be faster, more specific, and really get to the level where you could improve anyone you want to improve, and you'll be able to answer any question anyone wants to send to you. And without anyone's problem. And not only that, you actually direct other people to do the same for the rest of humanity, and that's how the whole human race is going to change for the better without believing in anything or having a conversion of religion. So it's just a matter of just finding those weaknesses and not having those weaknesses anymore and things improve.
Okay. So I'm glad that you got to experience this, like I said. And for those
thank
of you who want to stay updated, join us next week because we got more good stuff coming your way.
Well, you always have to update, right? So otherwise, the universe is constantly changing, and we have to update ourselves to keep up with the changes in the universe. And there are so many things that are constantly transmitting to us that we have to update to receive the new, the more... answers to resolve any problems that come up.
Right, and the UN method is something that, I use this every day. There's a day that goes strengthening myself, and it's a process.
It's drink part of your life. It's not. It's part of your life. It's just
like
you breathe every day, right? So,
like drinking water and eating.
Right. So,
walking.
It's just
a
natural thing. It's not like something you do that's unnatural. This is what humans have forgotten what to do for themselves and their family. And we have experts that kind of confuse the rest of humanity so they can't take care of themselves, which is not a good thing.
Okay, so I'm looking at the chat right now, and I see a lot of questions coming in, people asking about identifying weaknesses so that you can delete what's causing severe work stress. So those specific questions, you know, you take the module training because you learn this, and Dr. Jean teaches you how to do the deletion. This is more of a live demonstration, but if you really want to learn this, you know, come.
Well, we could train them that they don't have to, like, train or discipline themselves to acquire the skill that they already have. They just didn't recognize they have it.
Okay, and so I see some other questions about deletion and whatnot. So let's go ahead and answer some of these questions.
Okay.
Let's see. My daughter is 6 months pregnant and was just diagnosed with pregnancy diabetes. I'm concerned about my daughter and my granddaughter. That's Christina. So, Dr. Jean, what do you have to say about that?
Well, what I'm saying about it, there's really not any weakness there. That concern, it really came from other illnesses that the grandmother or would-be grandmother have, and we just have to resolve those so she doesn't bring it in to the next two generations.
Okay. Scott says, I have a fear of hurting others with this work. Let me tell you, Scott, there's no mistakes you can make. You can't really hurt people with this, Scott. Right?
No, not at all. Not even if you try to hurt them. You can hurt them.
Okay. Let's see. There's some more people. George said he has pain in his feet, ankles, knee, lower back, chest, and financial difficulty. So, George, we are strengthening you to that pain. Let's strengthen everybody for, in general, financial difficulties. So, Dr. Jean, what do you pick up for? Let's strengthen everyone for their finances. What do you feel with
that? Well, what I feel in the group is that everyone has to be uniformly even throughout their body. Okay, there's a lot of unevenness there. So that kind of raised the experience of struggling, and then they think they're struggling with finances, but in reality, they're not. So if they think they're struggling with finances and they're not really struggling with finances, actually make that manifest, but it's really the wrong answer create that situation. So everyone has to be evenly strong throughout their body, right? Or the structure be even, and the systems and the organs and tissues and cells and the molecules and atoms, the quantum particles, they all have to be strongly even with each other and support each other synergistically so each one would go beyond themselves. So money surrounded the whole planet, so we just have to the wrong advisors to tell you how to handle your finances. In reality, you just have to be strong in receiving the finances around you.
Right. So, does everyone feel strong now?
Well, we'll make it strong and stronger. Right?
All right. So we're glad everybody joined us here today, because just listening to this will strengthen you and make you feel better. Like I said, it's not limited by distance, and we do these live streams monthly. So feel free, you know, join us on the next one. Or like I said, if you really want to go further with this, because I'm feeling you, I'm looking at the live stream right now, and I'm reading some. It says, do you guys work on world peace? Do we work on world peace?
Well, the individual has to be strong too. So, and the family has to be at peace with each other, and then the community has to be strong, and then you expand out to the world. Okay, you cannot just jump into the world and you have conflict with your family members, right? So, or yourself. So those have to be resolved, and it only takes you a few seconds to resolve those. And so,
And there's some other questions on here about life purpose and strengthening for that. So we will strengthen you. And if you go to our website, youandmethod.com, we do have specialty courses. So for life purpose, we do have other module trainings, module 1, 2, 3, module 4, 5, 6. And those are, 4, 5, 6 are specialty courses on relationships, finances, less aging. But like I said, next week live, we do have module 8, which is all about deleting overwhelm and stress and anxiety. And you can go ahead and submit questions every week. And so, Dr. Jean, is there anything else you'd like to add about, your live event?
Well, the live event, it's not something that you have to listen with a lot of attention. You just connect with it, and it connects with you, right? It's pretty much download, and people already know it. We just have to ensure that they have to update the download and make things happen for them automatically.
So in the module training, Dr. Yu will strengthen you so that your receiver, your brain receiver, is on. You're able to download all this information and use it in an amazing way so that you can delete other people's pain and stress, which is simple. We all can do this, and he's trained hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. We have certified practitioners and instructors. You can go to our website and check that out for yourself. And all of our courses and clinics, like I said, if you click on that admin notice, you'll see three links for the Module 8 coming up live next week, the five-week teleclinic. And if you have any other questions at all, you can go ahead and email us at contactus@unmethod.com. But I'm so happy that everybody joined us today. We will be sending this replay out. So, again, we will have more streams coming up in the future that are free. And we also have a club monthly that you can check out on our website, and that's really reasonable, and you can stay connected with Dr. Yuen every month and submit your specific issue. So, again, we thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to you participating in some of Dr. Yuen's events.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being here, Marnie, and your contribution to connecting with all the other people out there.
It's great. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to take all these live callers and delete your pain and stress, because we are not here to suffer. We're here to live an extraordinary, amazing life and achieve what it is we want, need, and desire with ease. And that's really what it's all about. So, like I said, if you want more, we got more coming soon, so stay tuned. Thanks again, everyone, and have a great night.